Our scripture reading today will come from the letter to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, the verses 11 through 13 will be our text, but I'm going to read the whole chapter, the chapter as a whole, today as our scripture reading. And you can see if you look on the back of your outlines that I actually started there at the end of chapter 1, verse 22, and then I'll be reading through chapter 2, verse 22. And I'm going to be referring to these verses at different points in the sermon, so I want you to have them in mind as you listen today. So for our scripture reading, we'll begin at Ephesians 1, verse 22, and read through chapter 2, verse 22. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy and infallible and inerrant word. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by his grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember,